Go on to the next item. Paper B, the impact of the mathematics project. Now, I know that my committee members have had a good look at this, and we had a short discussion before you arrived. Is there anything that you would like to say about this before we have one or two questions? Right, Philip, you're going to?
That's David.
Oh, sorry, David. Thank you.
I was just going to quickly scan through what the mathematics project was and what it wasn't, so that people were kind of clear what's actually happened. We were very lucky, in other words, very lucky as one of the few local projects to win a bid for strategic school improvement fund money from the government a couple of years ago now, of the tune of £150,000. And what we wanted to do with that was to work with schools to really try and help improve children's working mathematics. And it was really important to us that this was a piece of work that was done with schools, not to schools. That this wasn't about inspecting schools, it wasn't about monitoring schools, it wasn't about setting targets. What it was about children. It was about how children learn mathematics. And we were very clear with it that what this also wasn't about, because there's all sorts of things about that there's almost a kind of set of facts that you have to follow, and things that you should do, and here's a new way now of teaching and revision, and here's a new way of assessing, and we wanted to get away from all of that and just focus on children and mathematics. And the focal point of the project was around looking at a small number of children and saying who'd been taught mathematics well through Key Stage 1, who seem to be struggling through Key Stage 2, to say, so what is it that they're really struggling with? In very kind of technical detail, what are they struggling with? What are the lessons that the school might learn from that? And how might we be able to do it right? And that was the basis of the project. And it was one of those projects where you were hopeful that it was going to bring about a significant improvement. And all the kind of checking that we did, and also the DfE we were doing independently of us, showed that schools had engaged with this really positively in over 20 years worth of doing this sort of work, in terms of the way in which schools were running with this and really just getting to grips with it. It was really positive. It was fantastically positive. And I was hoping that it would pan out well in results. We kind of, to win the money, we obviously had to set a target, but the target we'd set was, we were anticipating a 12% improvement in mathematics and in project schools. What we actually got was a 15% improvement in results of the 20 schools that were part of the project. And that for me is actually quite amazing, and a true indication of the work that schools have done. And for me, it wasn't a lot of additional work, it wasn't lots of additional testing, it was really all about trying to understand, in a very forensic way, what are the areas that we need to develop in our mathematics teaching, rather than kind of following all the particular facts that are out there at the moment. And on the back of that, I think we're in a place where the headline data, which at the moment is still very, very kind of provisional, but we're looking at, I think about an 8% improvement in performance across the island as a whole in mathematics and mathematics stage 2. Now we'll have to wait and see how that will shakes out. But in terms of local authority improvement, I would have a better view that there will not be another local authority which has improved that amount in terms of mathematics. And that's on the back of the work that those 20 schools did, plus a number of the other schools that weren't in the project, in terms of really getting to grips with this year with mathematics. And of course, the thing that that also does is it fuels the improvement in the overall government preferred measure of reading, writing, mathematics combined. I think we're looking at in those target schools, in those 20 project schools, an improvement of about 9% in terms of the headline overall performance of those schools, which again it's a really major improvement. And one of the things that those schools have done, which I think is brilliant, is whilst they've been focusing on the maths project, they've been keeping their eyes on all the other elements of education that children need at the same time. It's not like they've got drawn into the maths project and put all their energy into that. They've been making sure children are skilled in reading, skilled in writing, so that in the final reckoning, there's been in those 20 schools this really large improvement in headline score. And that, I think, has driven an overall improvement for the Isle of Wight of, about 5%. And again, I'm a veteran of you, I don't think there'll be another local authority where the improvement in reading, writing, maths combined goes up to 5%. So I thought it was really important to come and tell you all that, but I think it's also important to kind of praise the work that schools have done, because this isn't everything I've done, it's actually been teachers in classrooms and children who've really run with this and really got going with this and really got behind it. Throughout the monitoring that the DfE did, they were also very keen on the project. They also thought it was a great project. Their measures of monitoring were that it kept coming in budget. For the DfE, great success because we didn't overspend. For me, just a brilliant success because a lot of children have done better in mathematics as a result of it.
Thank you. Councillor Howe.
Thank you. Well, I love the report. I think it's fantastic. But what I'd like to ask is, we had it years ago where Ofsted come along and they say, this year we're going to concentrate on history and geography. This is going to be the subject, these are ones. And then just before the inspection they said, we changed our minds, it should be maths and English. And so the school had sat down doing geography and history, and it's good to hear you say that we are now concentrating on all subjects rather than schools trying to get children up on one subject at the expense of other subjects. So I was really pleased to hear you say that, so thank you very much.
Thank you. It was for me a really important part of the project that this wasn't about just maths. So in terms of the people who worked in the school, it wasn't just a maths expert who was coming in to work with teachers. There was also the attached inspector to the school supported their teacher and helped to keep that view broad to make sure it didn't just narrow and become something about maths. At the end of the day, it's about children. It's not actually about maths.
No,
Councillor Cameron.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Would there be lessons learned from this project? Would there be something set on like a crit sheet for the future, or would we be looking for more funding to sustain these figures?
I think the challenge we've set ourselves is now to expand this piece of work for all schools on the island. And that's the piece of work we become engaged with at the moment. Because what we've got are head teachers now, and teachers now that have learned through this first 18 months of the work. And there are people on the island now who are skilled in this sort of work, who can support and work with other schools. So in terms of the legacy, I'm seeing that really resting with the schools. And we thought, what we could do is make a website, produce a booklet, tips, if you like. But actually, we've kind of got greater ambition than that. And we thought we've got some quite skilled people now, and here's an opportunity to use those people to really work with everyone on the island, so schools that weren't able to take part could have a go. And I think we need to kind of continue this. For me, it can't just be 18 months and we've done that, that's fantastic, or we want to do something else. We need to capitalise and embed this piece of work, because I think it provides a really strong foundation stone for colleagues at Peter Edge too.
Okay. Kind of a quick supplementary, just it's good to see that something is growing on this, and it'll be sort of rolled out to the other schools as well, so every school can benefit from it. I think it's a really good thing. I'd like to see the outcome in 18 months.
Councillor Andre.
Thank you, Chair. The only thing with going last is that you often find that your questions have been answered. And I often find with David that you give such detailed presentations that you do usually answer pretty much everything that I want. But I'd just like to expand a little bit. Am I right in thinking, I know that this was a particular funding pot that was secured for this specific project. Now, am I right in thinking that the skills that resource was put into in effectively upskilling and perhaps looking at a different way of working, that is now something that we can use to embed moving forward? So I think what I'm saying is, normally when one has a successful piece of work like this, one would be looking for more funding streams to continue. But as we know, in these days of austerity, that is very difficult. So my first question is, am I right in thinking that this funding has already equipped and enabled us to move forward with this?
By and large, yes. There's some work we're still doing with project schools through this term and next term to get them into a place where they feel comfortable about supporting and working with others. Mm-hmm. And we're also working with a group to just help them really embed what's happened previously, who might not be in quite a strong position as the others. But part of the reason why the bid was successful was, in the bid we had to outline how we were going to take this forward when the money stopped. So in the bid we talked about the way we wanted to grow skills on the island-wide to really be able to roll this out. And the last communication I had with the DfE was really all about, well, they weren't quite dismissive of the outcomes, but there was a bit, there was a sense of, so come on, you need to tell us now what you're doing for the next phase of this, because we want to know about the next phase of it. And so they moved on in their thinking to the next phase, and we had to. That's where we need to go with it.
Yes, of course, a very important element of this is going to be best practice sharing. So there is an implementation plan, one would hope, moving forward of the next steps.
Yeah, we have a plan, and we're working closely with some of our maths team and the sort of maths hub to do that. For me, one of the things that this project talked to particularly, I think, was a very specific challenge in leadership, that what every head wants is really experienced, highly skilled teachers. And to be a highly skilled mathematics teacher, you've got to know the right questions to ask and have a range of strategies that you can use to help children move on. And what this work was really about modelling a way in which you can bring about that sort of professional development. And so what we haven't got out of it is a kind of neat book. It's very much a way of working that says, Yes, here's one of the challenges that you face in the future, how to get highly skilled teachers. And it's about using the people who know those questions and know those strategies to basically teach the teachers what those might be in these particular contexts. So it's very kind of context specific. It is like a way of thinking rather than a set of knowledge.
Can I just have one? Sorry.
So, one more, and then it'll be counted.
So in terms of rolling out to other schools, can you confirm that there will be this sharing of best practice of ways of thinking? And is there anything being done through the sort of schools forum where head teachers get together?
So I met with head teachers, was it last week? 2 weeks ago. Don't come back. To basically set this up. So we've got this now in train. We're looking to run the next, if you like, cohort starting in the summer term this year. We want to be doing the preparation for that through the spring term this year. And that's what we're going to do. So we can engage with the teachers through their meeting. And again, very positively received. We've got the organisation in train at the moment, and I'm just very enthusiastic about how this will pan out for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Councillor Love?
Well, quite a few of my questions have just been answered in the last few minutes. It is about how we take it forward, you're absolutely right, and that's the bit I think we now need to concentrate on. This is a really great new story for the island in terms of progressing with maths. So now my maths is worse than my English. But certainly, I think it's about how we move forward. I guess my slight concern is that that needs to be progressive and soon, because I'm very aware that teachers very quickly move on, particularly head teachers, to the next issue. And what we want to do is make sure that we focus on this issue. So 50% of our schools are theoretically in from the next phase, and I'm hoping that there might be some funding injection into that somewhere. So we've not really talked about the next phase, but how are we funding that to move that forward?
We're funding it very carefully.
So that means
it's important
if we can help identify a way forward, then we need to try and
you're absolutely right. What we have is from the council, we have a school improvement budget, and what we're actually looking at is how we use that school improvement budget to best embed and support particularly this sort of work, as well as wider school improvement issues. So part of what we're doing is we will be spending some of that money to do that. The other thing that we are doing is we're working closely with the Maths Hub, because they are a kind of army government delivery, and their services are for free. We'll also be working with schools too, so the cost will be different. And the cost will not be of the same order of the school, because it just won't be. So we're using our school improvement money. We're using some of that school improvement money to bring about this kind of change. And we're working closely with partners who are good partners, who know where this is coming from and aren't going to kind of cut across it, to really try and embed it. Because you are, I'm not interested in just doing something for 18 months and saying, fantastic, 18 months. This is about step change. That's what we've got to be.
I think I'm really pleased to hear that. Really.
Cool. You've turned it off. Turn it off.
Sorry. I'm really pleased to hear that. That there's a way forward. I mean, I'm not presuming that the remaining 50% will need that level of support. Because presuming some of the sort, what we're talking about is, I can understand why we would need less money, but we need some seed money to make sure that the confidence that the learning is transferred from one teacher to another and so on, and that what we as a committee want to see is a programme. And I'm wondering whether we could actually at some point see what that programme of progress is, even if it's just in one line bullet points, we're going to do A, B, C, D, so that we can actually see that progression and we've got something to measure against.
I'll be very, very happy to write a book called Second Cohort of the
Online. It doesn't have to be a big paper, just think, just get that.
Very happy, very happy about it.
That's good. Right, I have a couple of small things. On 17, you mentioned that all but four of the schools improved. Was there any particular reason why four weren't as good as the others?
In some of the schools, what they had done was secure previous kind of high performance. In, I think it was two of them. In one of those schools, they became less interested in the project after Ofsted had paid them a visit. And in one of the other schools, the head was of the view that the maths project didn't have anything to offer her, that she knew all this anyway. Thank you very much. And the thing I would say is, in every project I've ever worked in, there are always schools that
don't engage.
Yeah, that's right. Slip off. The thing that marked this one out, I suppose, in my experience, being unique, was the way in which there was just about every school was so up for it that I couldn't quite believe it.
Yeah.
And all the inspectors were coming back talking very positively about what was going on. And one of the other bits is, when you run a project like this, you have to dip in and get data through over the course of it. And one of the things you often find at the beginning is high levels of optimism in terms of what people are reporting and what they think their results are going to be. So the first kind of set of data that we pulled in was very optimistic, and I thought, cynically, well, that's just everyone being very optimistic. And then the second set didn't tell from the scientists and was equally strong. And I thought, well, what's going to happen, my prediction was, as we get closer to the key stage two tests, schools are going to catch a cold and say, well, and they didn't. And they didn't. And they just didn't. I still remember Natalie ringing me up, telling me what the outcome was. I was driving down the M27 and just by Hedge End, and she rang up and said, you never guess what, but... And there was no tail off. There was no tail off at all. It was quite astounding. I've never known anything like it. I'm getting excited now.
Yes. I have one other question. We have this maths project in our primary schools. Now, as a through school, Duncan, that means that your senior maths teachers have the same way of teaching maths. When our primary school children go to other secondary schools, do they find that the maths is taught differently and they have to almost start all over again?
To not quite answer your question, but maybe answer it, one of the bits that we got interested in is, so you've got these children now in year 7 currently who've done better than has ever happened before in the world. And is there something called the Key Stage 3 Maths Project that we need to do in secondary schools? And I think that's something we're really, really interested in looking at and seeing how we can take this into the secondary phase, because I think you're absolutely right, there's a need for it.
Yeah. Thank you. Any more questions? Oh, Sean, sorry, I've missed you out. Sean. I do apologise.
These projects are very focused on since improving maths. Great job. How does it affect Austin when they come along? Because obviously they're saying it's going to be a nice rounding curriculum if they see focus work on a particular area.
I think there were three schools that were inspected during this time that were projected. schools and Ofsted loved it. What's in the new framework? No, in the Del framework. I think they will still continue to love it.
Councillor Love?
Last bit, I promise. I'd really like to see a measurement again next year against this college as well, so that we've got 2 years of depth to see, so we can see what additional toilets, without giving you lots and lots of work. That's the one thing. That's why I said I'm not interested in a report. I just need some bullet points for the other bit. But certainly, I think we've seen a step change this year, but I'd like to see where that goes next year against this specific cohort, which could then include others. But I think we need to make sure that we've got, that we are moving and we don't slip.
Unfortunately, I'm quite obsessed with data.
We know.
And I will want to see how the project schools have done this coming year. What I won't have any measure of is these children that have gone through year six and are now in year seven, how they were performed at the end of year seven, because there is no kind of standard maths test, national test to get that. But I'm really quite kind of focused on ensuring that these schools have embedded the learning from. I'm not interested in 18 months. What we've got to do is bring about step change.
Councillor Brady?
Just follow up, as you go, I went to Benbridge Primary School on Monday. Benbridge got 100% in maths this year. And the question I asked them was, what's happening to year 5 to now year 6? And they go, are you going to do that again? It's not 100%. So, bit of my time to try and match next year, but the lessons they've learnt and their teachers convinced me that their lessons will still play through and also come down to the current year 5 as well, so they'll be expanding in schools to use those skills they've learnt, for the 2 year round of these stages too. So actually, and I know Matt is committed to that, but the follow through in school will be important to make sure it's they've got it.
That's your peer. Would you like to give them a point of view as somebody on the ground who's having to do it?
I think the two things from our perspective that were highly successful, we described as pupil conferencing. So with the skills support that we received, we were able to really drill down into the particular issues that certain children were having with place value or other areas of the maths curriculum. And that proved to be very helpful in terms of next steps planning. And the pitch and pace of that, I think, supported those children that needed to make more ground in that year than maybe others because they were further up on assessments. I think the thing that I'm keen to reiterate is next steps, because my inbox is constantly flooded with initiatives from all different sorts of organisations. But the outcomes for ours at school were very strong in terms of maths, and as I mentioned before, 9 of the 10 pupils that were part of the project moved from being borderline children to age-raised expectation. The one child that missed it started from quite a low point and got to 99 on the scale score where the pass is 100. And for that child, that was significant. And they missed getting the age-raised expectation by 2 marks. But we were so proud of their performance. I think my staff benefited by working with specialists in this field. But it was about the pace, the regular challenge. And we were monitoring every 2 weeks in terms of their progress. So we now need to make sure that we are very much on the stretch of looking at year 5, but our year 6 team. So we have cohorts identified already. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to track, of course, those children as they move through, because all 10 moved into the provisional second site.
My point, yeah. Right. If we finish there, then we will now move on to the next item.
I just need a couple of